Choir School of Delaware will return to the stage this weekend for its first live performance together since the start of the pandemic. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more on how the competitive choir kept up both rehearsals and mentoring efforts over the past 9 months.
So why don't we sing Green Apple?
Vocal warm-ups at the start of a recent virtual rehearsal sound a bit different than it did in person. Choir School of Delaware music director Arion Harley leads students via video conference, but due to the digital delay of the technology, all students warm up on mute.
With COVID, it sucks.
Eighth grader Ariana Walker of Wilmington sums up just about everyone's feelings on the pandemic. Walker is in her first year with the choir school, a comprehensive after-school program that provides more than just a chance to sing. In addition to music lessons, students get help with schoolwork and learn life skills from adult tutors and mentors.
Miss Peggy is very helpful. That's my favorite person, my math tutor.
The choir school serves as a community center that sings for students in the greater Wilmington area who face systemic barriers to success. It primarily serves students from low-income, majority black and brown communities, where more than 85% of students qualify for free or reduced-price lunches.
They really helped me, not just academically, but as a person with my mentor who I met through the choir school.
That's Destiny Maguda, a senior at St. George's Technical High School. She's been at the school since sixth grade.
Without their guidance, I mean, I don't know what I would do, where I would be.
The choir was on tour in Rochester, New York as part of the American Choral Directors Association conference when the pandemic outbreak happened in March.
That was the last time I saw everybody.
Director Harley says it was a memorable and almost prophetic final performance considering the racial justice issues that would dominate headlines later in the year. Their set featured a diverse selection of songs from black composers and white composers, Baroque songs, and more contemporary pieces. The performance ended with the civil rights anthem, "We Shall Overcome."
You know, we really talk about equity and what it means to the majority of our students are black and brown kids. And what does it mean to navigate this world as a black person? What does this all mean? And we were discussing all of that in our music making. And to think about what would unfold in this world with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and all of those sorts of things, I will never, ever take for granted that last moment.
Since March, the group has kept rehearsing with a virtual twist. Individual choir members sing along as Harley demonstrates their notes as he plunks out various vocal parts on the piano. Because of the technical limitations and digital delay of the video conferencing technology, when the whole choir sings together, their microphones are muted. The students say they're excited to return to the stage at Winterthur Museum and Garden just outside of Wilmington as part of an artist-in-residence agreement. As part of an effort to comply with requirements to keep socially distant, the choir will perform multiple times to keep the crowd size down. Masks will be worn and the choir itself will be spaced farther apart than normal. Despite the restrictions, Director Harley is very excited to hear this group of singers perform together for the first time.
We will have never sung together since that Rochester trip when we do this performance. And so I hear there are individual recordings, but I've not heard this choir this year. And every choir is different because when people come and go and seniors graduate, the sound changes. So I have never heard this choir before, and I will hear it for the first time. And I think that is the best Christmas gift I could ever ask for.
After the Sunday concert, the group will return to virtual practices online as they prepare for a spring performance back at Winterthur with songs focused on folklore and fairy tales. From the Delaware Desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.